Station 7, Peter's Denial. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 55 through 62. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else on seeing him said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then about an hour later still, another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Reflection. The moment Peter utters his third denial, Jesus casts his gaze upon him. But the denial begins long before people interrogate Peter. "Not I," says Peter, "surely not I. I am far too devoted, far too zealous, far too committed to ever turn away from you." Perhaps Peter truly believed that he would boldly stay at Jesus' side until the very end. Or perhaps Peter wanted to believe that. We don't know, because the Bible doesn't say. Peter is not just in denial about knowing Jesus. He is in denial about his own propensity to fall short. Like Peter, there are so many things about which we are in denial. Jesus' glance does not have to be an "I told you so" kind of glance. Instead, it can be for us an invitation to honesty. With a pencil, write on this black piece of paper something. A word, a sentence, a short phrase. Something that you've been denying. Bring it with you to the next station. As you are ready, move to the eighth station.